The Safe at Home program is basically an address confidentiality program. It was a bill that was passed in 2016 and has now been codified into law under statute. And what it does is that it enhances safety planning services for victims. And it's another tool for advocates, such as those that we have at Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence, to use in safety planning with people that come in for services.
Specifically, how does it work?
First of all, our advocates are already trained in safety planning, and they are able to get just a little more training in this specific program, and they will then be registered with the Department of Justice as application assistants. And what it means is that anyone who feels that they have been threatened with domestic abuse, sexual abuse, child abuse, or on behalf of a child, human trafficking or stalking, or someone who fears for their own or their child's safety, can come in and enroll with one of our advocates. And that means that their address will be held confidential through the Department of Justice. The protections are, they come through filing a notice. It can be used for a lot of purposes, but it doesn't require that someone either reports to law enforcement or they don't have to have a temporary restraining order. There aren't requirements like that, but there is an application process for someone who is in fear for their lives or for someone close to them. It can be used for a lot of purposes, but what it means is that public and private entities now must keep addresses confidential of someone who is involved with this program. It also means that the Department of Justice will file a notice with the court, and that any information for a victim that may come up in court would have to be redacted. So in other words, if someone was in this safety planning program and then they went later for a restraining order, the other party still would not be able to know that person's address or information. But there's also a part of this that as of April 4th, they will be putting out information on voting so that people who need to keep their address confidential through, you know, when they go to vote, they will be able to do that as well. This can be lifted if someone has a compelling reason, but it would have to be by court order. So once somebody enrolls in this, this gives a much higher level and another layer of protection to people who are fearful.